Brown Winter. It was a long winter in this bonus time of my dying. No blizzards, almost no snow at all. No tractor with the new snowblower rumbling the dark. It was frozen but brown, then warm but brown. The beautiful birches still a daily highlight among the other trees' full dormancy. Stands of them, crowds of them, thickets of woods not yet cleared by cows that will come to graze and transform the world after my time. More things that seemed impossible. Will I live to see a cow delivered to this land? The answer is the same. Depends on the fencing. Of course it depends on more than the fencing. I continue to discover more ways to think of time. Meanwhile, I appreciate brown winter, visited by 11 deer daily on the brown ground, eating the broken prairie, large yet camouflaged, and a housewife parade of turkeys in winter coats, balancing their weight in their three-toed shoes, single file along the prairie paths from fence line to barn. Our single pheasant, untouchable in all seasons, remains regal even without a snowy throne. I had imagined, in November, a James Joyce funeral, with people brushing snow off their shoulders, shaking out their coats, stomping snow from galoshes as they entered the minimally adorned dark church. Instead, my bedroom-bound life in my beautiful sanctuary of peach curtains and blue Christmas lights has given me a brown, dormant view. Last night, I went to bed sad, but awoke in a morphine-induced joke, laughing as I saw the post-dawn brown winter when I passed the bathroom window. How can more life make one sad? Why complain when we had all the requisites of a white winter, too? We did have hoarfrost bejeweling for days along the trunks and branches of the white pine, and the more dramatic glazing that shone in the sun, making it seem the birches would ring like glass chimes. Scarier for tree health, but most beautiful, we had inches of heavy, wet snow, holding on and holding down, bending the boughs until wind shook them free of their load. Even one impressive squall of a fluffy half foot, easily blown by leaf blower, swept by broom, compressed by car tire. All these I've seen this winter, and even photographed. But the overall, everyday impression is of brown. The disappointment of false predictions. How much did you get? It missed us. Too bad. Us too. Now it is March 6th, and the birds are coming back. Early spring when one thinks of planting again. My head is spinning to think of another season after saying goodbye to the garden for good last fall. I must evaluate again. I am not dead, but not well enough. My husband asks if he should bring me the box of seeds. I agree, but remind him I don't leave this bedroom now. I'll watch from this window and wait for cows. And I must also construct new funeral versions. Romantic visions that fill the church for send-off. A muddy trek to the gravesite in the cold wind. The church filled with daffodils and tulips or leftover Easter lilies that people admire as they collapse umbrellas or take off spring jackets and fill the pews in any color but white. Black was once the color of funerals, or more formal ones. Are even family required to wear black suits anymore? We will leave that to James Joyce's day, pre-Vatican II. Remember how those reforms were meant to throw open the window and let the fresh air in? Brown winter is coming to an end. So let us all, whenever death comes, not unpack our black clothes. Be it spring or even summer, let our imagination move with the season's beauty and the promise of life everlasting, prepared to enter however it comes.